Then, well, this is just called Some Stories. This is really one prose poem, but it's a whole group of little tiny stories. And the idea I had is that stories evolve, and that stories which we now think are about robins were once about something else. Some Stories. The story of the shepherd's crook was once the story of an impotent man. Now his sperm are sheep. He wanted them to go, so he said to them again and again, until it became a song, "This time I am serious." The story of the beggar and his hat was once the story of someone's belly. The rich man, who thinks the beggar is blind, pours cream over the money in the hat. And now the beggar's curse is called a heart attack. The egg yolks smear in the blood like oil slicks, butter, oysters. I don't want to spoil the story for you. Maybe you know it anyhow. But the beggar was not blind. Some scholars think that the phrase "the mind's eye" refers to the navel, and this story is crucial to their argument. The story of the stupid son was once the story of someone's hand, possibly a weaver's. The thumb was the runt of the litter, the dak, the nestle tripe, the squeaker. In those days, all such stories were about males, but maybe the thumb is really a daughter with four tall brothers. And when she bakes for them and kneads the dough and places the long loaf in the warm oven, the threads of blood in her hands glow. The last story was the tongues before it was the gravestones. It's like no story you've ever heard. Nothing happens. You sit, and after a time you realize you've hardly moved any more than grass at a gravesite moves except when bent by insect traffic. You wait. You grow darker. The story is happening to you now, you realize. It's amazing. It's the greatest story ever told.